Your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
I got a couple of things to throw at this guy today that he may or may not have known about. I love it when I tell him about something. He, of course, is Jose Hernandez. That he didn't know. That doesn't happen very often. I think I may have a couple. It is time for Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez, brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores. Of course, they have the great Oric vacuum cleaners, but they have some other great products. Simple products, like you got a pet and you get carpet stains every once in a while. They got great stuff to get that out that you didn't even know about. Stuff like that. So check them out, Oric. And when you do, tell them your AM and the PM. And if you would, please call now. Names will go on the screen as they come in. So first come, first serve. If you have a question about anything electronic or technical, something you're thinking of buying, something you have and you can't figure out what to do with it, this is your guy. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And without further ado, I think that's French, here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
How are you, Jose?
I am excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Couple of things that I found out about and read about over the weekend, and I wondered if you were aware of these. First, and I guess this was shown at the Consumer Electronics Show, there is a pen. Let's just say a ballpoint pen. I don't know if it's literally ballpoint, but it's a pen. Whatever you touch the point of it to, that's the color it writes in. So let's say you touch it to an orange. It has a small computer that reads that color, and that's what it writes in.
Oh.
Is that unbelievable?
Oh, very nice.
Tell me you didn't know about that.
I did not know about that. I
Woo-hoo!
Did.
Yeah.
I did know about the one called the Skadoodle.
What's that now?
It's the 3D printer pen.
Yeah.
It looks, it's kind of a cross between a hot glue gun and a 3D printer head. But basically, you can do your own three-dimensional art without having a big box and electronics. It's just a little electric pen that you draw your little 3D items.
Wow. All right, I got a couple more. There is an app. I don't know the name of the app. I guess I could Google it and find it. But this one, I'm telling you, I don't ever like to judge people for how they pick up an extra buck, but you got to be pretty hard up for some extra cash to do this. There is an app that you can download, and it will direct you to the closest home that will let you use their toilet.
What?
Let's say, and there's a charge, like $2. But let's say you're on a construction job, and it's in the field, and you got to poop, and there's no Johnny on the spot or whatever. You go to this thing that goes, hey, there's a house like one block away, and they're registered to let you use their toilet. Or let's say you're driving and you get the cramps and gurgles, as Dan says, the cramps and gurgles. And you're going, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to make it home. And you're driving through a neighborhood, and you pull up this app, and you go, oh, look, here's a house. It's right here, right up two doors down. They say I can come in and give them a couple of bucks and use their toilet.
Why would you do that for only a couple of dollars?
Thank you.
Because it's always, it would always be an emergency situation where somebody's going to...
They're going to blow stuff off.
No, thank you.
Now, they say in the article that the people that sign up are hoping that someone will just need to pee. Well, good luck with that. Because a guy can pee behind a tree. What's going to happen is what Peon just said. Somebody's going to come to the door and go, I see you're on the app. Where's your toilet? And they're going to run in there.
Explosion.
And I don't know what the fee is. I don't know what the. I don't even care if it's $10. It's not enough. Now that is when you really are strapped for cash.
Well, then you have to. What you do is $2 for number one, and then $10 depending on.
No, if I'm a member, $20 for number one and $800 for number two. Now if you gotta go, give me $800. And you, by the way, hand it to me before you sit down. So I hope you have time to make it. Now, the third thing. There are theaters, and even in St. Louis, we know we have these, and they have different names for them, you know, five-star lounges or whatever they call them, where you have a recliner and you can order food and blah, blah, blah. There are some theaters, I think, on the West Coast, and I know there are some. I don't know exactly where they are. I saw a picture of one where when you get up from the movie to go to the bathroom, if you're at the urinal, there is a screen. You can keep watching the movie. If you're in a stall, there's a screen, and you can keep watching the movie.
Whoa.
So you don't miss any of the movie while you're pooping or peeing.
Wow.
Now, let's say, and I always like to go back to Dan's favorite expression, cramps and gurgles. Let's say you're in the movie, and it's American Sniper or something, and a very, very powerful scene is coming up, and all of a sudden, cramps and gurgles. You're not going to be gone for 1 minute. You might be gone for 5 minutes. You don't want to miss it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea.
The problem with that might be if you're in a multiplex, how do they know which movie you were watching?
Well, you'd have to push. You'd almost have to push.
Oh, you know what?
Screen.
I'm sure your ticket will be encoded where when you swipe your ticket, it'll know what ticket you bought, what movie you bought the ticket for. But you've got an interesting point too. And if they don't have a ticket, what's to keep me from just coming in and going to this stall and sitting there watching a whole movie?
I wasn't feeling well. Can I borrow the bathroom real quick?
Well, maybe the movie would pick up when you left. I mean, where it is in the movie, right?
Well, Dan, you're going to lose the part of the movie. You know what? That's a good point. When you go in, they back up 2 minutes. So to give you the time you took to get from your seat into the stall, so it plays from 2 minutes before you sat down and beep, hit with your ticket. I'm sure they probably thought through that. That's a good idea.
You probably would know if the guy was cheating if he was taking his popcorn into the bathroom with him.
Now, and since you said that, does anybody here are you able to eat while you're pooping? I can't do
no.
that.
Oh,
I can't
my goodness,
eat any,
no.
Well, hang
no.
on a minute. People do.
I know.
I
know
this.
I
can't eat food when I know that fecal material that flies through the air could be landing on my food.
And then
I'm eating my own doo-doo.
My dad will probably
How
kill me.
How hungry could you be that you have to eat while you're
Beyond,
on the toilet?
I'm telling you, I have known of people who ate while they're sitting in the stall.
Now, my dad will hate me. And he already does.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, he already does. He already does. But a long time ago when I was a kid, he doesn't do this any longer. But
sure.
As far as I know.
As soon as you said that, we know he does.
When I was a kid, he used to eat a bowl of ice cream.
You told us this.
Yes.
You told us this years ago. I hope it's not chocolate.
Like on a regular basis?
As far as
was
I know.
Tell me it's not chocolate soft serve.
I don't know what
chocolate
it was.
Chips.
I don't know
Rocky
what it was.
Tell me it's not that special one that they have in some places, chocolate with corn.
Yeah. Moose tracks.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was.
But that's all I had for Jose. An app, home that's near you that's willing to let you use the bathroom, and you never have to miss part of the movie when you
Sorry,
get up.
Dad.
And the pen that you touch it to something and it writes in that color. So, Jose, it's now up to you. Take it away.
Thank you. I had a couple questions from a couple weeks ago. We're talking about apps for weather. The app that everyone is asking about is called Dark Sky. Ooh. That's the one that does the real-time radar and will tell you within minutes if it's really going to rain where you're standing.
But it sounds ominous. Doesn't it also tell you if there's good weather?
It tells you, well, it does real-time radar. It does all the forecasts, 30-minute hour.
But you know what? That's a good name, because when are you really going to go check it? When you think there's bad weather.
Right. Yeah, nobody looks at it when it's a beautiful sunny day.
No, that's a good name.
And then the only other thing I need to chat about is the IRS is warning against scammers this year. It says, this year, hurry and file your taxes. The IRS has basically said, first come, first served. If a hacker or scammer files your tax return and gets your refund, it could take up to 3 years to receive your refund.
Well, of course it could. They're the IRS. They don't do anything quickly.
Well, what's happening is people are stealing your information and then filing your tax return before you do.
Well, you know what? I hope somebody does that and you can pay what I'm going to owe. That'd be great.
Kidding.
Well, they don't file them to pay them. They file them for when you're going to get a refund.
Well, then they're not going to touch mine because I don't get refunds.
Yeah, we're pretty safe.
Yeah. What else?
Phone calls would be good.
Oh, you ready? Here
ready.
We go. We got them lined up here. We start with Charles. Charles, say hello to Jose. Charles? Oh, Charles.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Say hi to Jose. Where were you? Were you on the toilet or where were you?
Eating ice cream?
Coming off yeast.
You were coming off yeast. What?
I had the phone on mute, so it's
okay. Well, yeah, that's not a good idea. Say hi to Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
Oh, good, Charles.
Good question for you. We have our TV going through our stereo receiver system, and for the most part, the sound is very good. However, there are times...
And there's always a however in life.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead,
Charles.
Oh, there are times when the talking is a lot lower than the action. And so I was wondering if there's a generic answer for why it's harder to hear the speaking in movies as opposed to the action.
I've found that always the case.
I have too.
They go...
It could be the Dolby encoder. Does your sound system receive the signal first and then transmit it to the TV, or do you the TV first and then to the sound system?
Sound system first.
Ah.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Have you gone through the settings? They're like hall or live or music theater?
I haven't tried each of those. I do notice that it has all those options, but I haven't gone through them.
Charles, I'm telling you right now, and I don't mean to jump in on Jose, that's exactly what you have to do, because I've had this happen where the movie, like in a war movie, and the guy goes, "Sergeant, we need to get this right." And I went in and started dancing around with surround and how much in the rear, how much front, how much, and it changed it. But you just have to play with it till you figure it out. But that is exactly where it is.
I will try that. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Good luck.
Boy, I actually was the co-host there.
Yeah.
I was Jose's co-pilot for a second. But I had that happen to me, and it drove me insane. Because even in commercials, the music for the commercial would be really loud. Be sure to pick up a six-pack. And I finally figured it out. Emily, you're up next. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Emily.
Frank, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you, Emily.
Just a quick question. What do I need to do to get my iPad ready for resale?
For resale?
Yeah. Me and my husband, we don't use it anymore, so we want to, you know, Craigslist it or something like that. So I want to get all my information off of it so it's ready for the next person.
Oh, so she means what does she need to do to clean it so nothing's on there?
Yeah, I believe there is a factory restore function in the settings. What I would do is if you're really worried about it, you can encrypt your files and then do the factory restore so that even if somebody gets hold of it and wants to do a forensic search on it, they're going to find pieces of data, but the data is encrypted. So unless they know what the encryption is, they won't be able to figure it out. And you can basically just pound your fist on the keyboard to whatever numbers and letters you want, because you're never going to unencrypt that file again. So
great.
It doesn't matter
awesome.
If you know what it is or isn't.
Great. Awesome. And Frank, I just had a comment on the eating while going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. My husband doesn't eat on the toilet, but sometimes when he, in his words, has a quality bowel movement, He says he gets really hungry afterwards.
A quality bowel movement.
He's made room.
Yeah.
He's made room.
Well, that's because apparently he's completely emptied himself.
Yeah, he'll come out and say, I'm really hungry now.
Well, I got to tell you something. You got a weird husband.
I can't think of, Emily,
I cannot think of one time when I have come out of the bathroom and said, whew, am I hungry?
Man.
that's different. But, Emily, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You know what you may want to do? You may want to bring that iPad personally to me. Let me take a look at it, and I'll tell you if you've got it cleared properly. And I can only do that in the evening, though, because I'm really busy. Think about it. You don't have to answer now, okay?
All right, I'll get back to you on that.
By the way, thank you. That's my favorite age, by the way.
Yeah. 28.
Thank you, Emily.
Bye.
Seriously, boy, am I hungry. Because if anything... And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be crude, but the aroma would keep anybody from wanting to think about eating something.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a couple minutes to get away, and then you might go, I think I'm kind of hungry. Mike is next. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Mike.
I'm in the PM.
Hold on.
Boy, am I hungry.
You just had a bowel movement when you said that.
Boy, am I hungry.
Are you hungry now?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm in the PM.
Well, after all that quality talk there, it's kind of hard to talk to the man about something educational.
Apparently it is. It's hard for you to talk without doing that. So, Jose's all yours. What's your question?
Question is AVG and McAfee. I like AVG. It's been working good for me, but AT&T wants to give me McAfee for free. So,
okay.
One, which one do you like? And two, can you run them both, or would they run against each other and counter each other?
Now, Jose, isn't McAfee for iPads? MaxiPad humor. See what I mean? Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I apologize.
Beats the poop chat that we're having.
Sorry.
The second one first, you cannot run a pair of virus scanners together because occasionally they'll look at the other one as being a virus because it contains partial pieces of code that are defined as viruses. So you want to pick one and stay with it. AVG is a good free one. McAfee is a good paid one. If they were both free, I don't know that I would pick one over the other, whatever you have a personal preference for.
Okay.
There's also one called Komodo and one called
Avast. There you go, Komodo.
I had to get it in there somehow. Any of those would be good. If AT&T is going to give it to you free, that's great. You might want to find out what happens if you switch from AT&T.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't know. I presume that's a way for them to make sure that you stay with AT&T for a while.
Yeah, it is. And the AVG is going to be running out, and they want me to buy it. And I could get the free one again, but I thought I'd try Maxi, but I wanted to see what you had to say.
Yeah, give it a try, see what you think.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. I like Mike's phone technique there.
Yeah.
Toward the very end where he's just part of the front of the sock in his mouth or something. Let's get Matt in here. Matt, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Matt.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, man.
Hallelujah. And my wife does eat on the crapper in the morning.
Oh, no, we don't need to know that. Hey, we don't need to know that, okay? That discussion is over.
Oatmeal.
Don't reopen that session.
Oatmeal.
Oh, my God.
My question is, my wife bought Amazon Prime, and without checking to see if the TV was compatible,
yes.
Which it's not. So is there anything I can do or anything I can buy to make it compatible?
The TV is not compatible with Prime. I don't know that. Yeah. You mean the Fire Stick for the USB port?
Yeah, I guess the one that's in there. Yeah, I guess we could. They do have a stick that you can get, but I guess that's what I have to do.
Yeah, I would look for the Amazon Prime, the Fire Stick, which is it's equivalent to the Google Chromecast or the Apple TV, or there's a couple other ones. But basically, it'll allow your television to interface directly with the internet. The only thing you do is if your computer or your laptop has an HDMI cable on output, you can go to the Amazon Prime website through your computer and then just play it on the television.
So I need a wire, though, to go to the TV?
That would require a wire, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a long wire. Can you get it really long? Or
HDMI cords, I think the longest I've seen are 50 feet.
Oh, well,
that's pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where would I get that at? Would Best Buy have it? Or?
Any of the big box stores should have it.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Jose.
You're welcome.
Thank you, man. Don't they make an HDMI connector also where you can make put two cords together?
The
coupler?
They make couplers, but you don't want to get much further past 50 feet. Okay. The signal degradation is pretty good at that point.
All right, now listen, before we take our last call, you know that twice you slipped into Mr. Haney mode. You know that. You caught yourself probably doing it. Well, the first thing.
Well, you know, I keep thinking about, we closed that conversation. Yeah, so yeah, let's just move on.
You're right. We will. That would be Dan is going to close it out. Dan, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
No,
you.
Hi,
not you. No, Dan, not you. Dan on the phone.
Hello, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Dan.
Good. Hey, listen, I got a Mac Pro, a MacBook Pro 13. And the wire is fraying. I'm not having a problem with the magnetic that connects to it, but I'm having problems with the wire, you know, having to keep taping it up. If I go to buy a new one, it's like $79 hard. Do you recommend a generic one that can possibly work? Or
I don't know of any generic ones. I'm sure they're out there. But likely the cord on the generic one is going to fail quicker than the cord that you have from the actual Apple product.
Right, I was just curious why they would make such a cheap cord, because all the other cords I've had with all my other supply kits, and they last longer than anything. So,
right.
You know, I got a drawer full of them. So
it could have been a bad run just from that manufacturer for that month when they made that one.
Well, because I see everybody has problems with the magnet, you know, that goes to it.
Right.
But I don't have that problem.
Yeah, the magnets are failing, but not necessarily the cord doesn't normally fail.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Hope.
Right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Dan. He almost called you Hope. Thanks, Hope.
He did.
Well, you do provide hope for people who are hopeless and at the end of their ropes. And you're going to do it again next week. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely.
All right. Folks, if you didn't get a chance to get to Jose, maybe you can get to him this way. Here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And he's brought to you by Oreck. Please don't forget that. Oreck makes great vacuum cleaners, but they have several locally owned and operated home care stores with a lot of great products. And we love it when you go in and tell them your AM and the PM. That means a lot. Thank you for that. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah. You too, Jose. And now, the star of our show, the reason I think a lot of people actually even listen, John Landoff. Hello, John.
Well, Frank, it took you a few years to admit to that, but you know what?
Yes, it
makes
it
me
did.
Feel good.
Well,
it does make me feel good.
Well, good. I wanted it to.
Don't you feel better knowing that you're making me feel good?
Yep, I do. I really
That's
do.
That's awesome.
So how are you today?
And I just hung up with Joe Sheridan with Pulte Homes. And he is going to buy another truck. He's AM and the PM, major AM and the PM.
Yeah.
I guess really Pulte Homes is Jones Company Building Services. So great stuff, great guy. And he, I don't think he's able to listen right now because I think he had to go to get a little doctor visit. But I promised him that I'd mention him. Buying another truck from us. It's unbelievable.
Joe Sheridan.
How many? What's that, sir?
Joe Sheridan, is that correct?
Yes. S is in Sam, Chardan.
When it comes time to decide just where to go, don't dunce around. Just talk to Joe.
Wow.
Just made that up right then.
It's just unbelievable how you
come
up with that stuff.
Thank you. It's a talent. It's a gift.
I mean,
it's a gift.
What a gift.
Yeah, well.
How do you live with that gift? I mean, it must be just overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. A lot of times in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and I'll go, I got something. And I look over and I realize I have no one to share it with because the only person there is my wife. And this is what I hear from her. That's how she breathes. She exhales all night.
Make fun of your beautiful wife.
I'm not making fun of her. That's not making fun. What if I really like that? Maybe that excites me, turns me on. Maybe I like it. That's not making fun.
It's just truth telling.
It's just telling the truth. I'm a truth teller.
A truth teller.
Yeah.
Well, tell me the truth. Did you watch that the football game? And if you've already talked about the football game, you don't want to talk about it anymore. then we won't talk about it too very long. But
no, we can talk about it. I'd love to talk more about Katy Perry and that that incredible big thing that she was writing. And here's what I was wondering.
Probably, I think, the greatest
The greatest spectacle of a halftime show. But here's what I was wondering. Does she sign some kind of waiver? Because when she was up there flying around on those little tiny wires, if that thing had broken and she had plummeted, I wonder if you sign a waiver saying, look, just in case that happens, my people aren't going to sue you for $600 million.
I
would make her sign it.
I saw her at Scott Trade Center, and she did a similar type of thing here.
Because can you even imagine what the settlement would be when the lawyer says, well, in the course of her lifetime, here's what she would have made, and this is what we want. It'd be a tremendous amount of money. I have to think there's an ironclad signing release thing saying, because... And the other question I had is, how do you rehearse that routine? Where do you rehearse it? Do they rehearse it there at the stadium and put... You can't rehearse fireworks, I don't... I mean, it's just... It's incredible to me that it all goes off.
Maybe
that's,
they have a lot of people standing around going, boom, 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 boom.
Whoa. That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. It was ridiculous.
I tell you what,
he's a client.
It was funny. Ridiculous. You can admit to it. That was funny. But, man, that was an unbelievable performance, wasn't
That's
it?
That's how they rehearse. They bring people in to go boom, 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 to simulate fireworks.
They kind of put fireworks on the speaker, you know.
Oh, the sound of fireworks.
The sound effect.
I but, see.
Yeah, it was a great show. How many times did she change the outfits? Like,
about seven.
Unbelievable.
She didn't quite wear anything low cut enough for me. I was hoping, and I know Peon was, there'd be a little more cleavage revelation there. No, not malfunction.
I was hoping for a malfunction.
Well, I know you were. I just would like to have seen...
Seems like a very nice young lady.
That's what I think when I see her. She looks nice.
Next time Katy Perry comes into St. Louis, I think I'm going to be going, because I know Mimi Londoff wants to go.
I've gone to see her.
Johnny, you know what you ought to do? You ought to do what your dad did with Sammy Davis Jr., only you need to apply. No, I'm serious.
Oh, yes.
No, you need to apply the same tactics and get Katy Perry. Your dad was relentless till he got Sammy Davis Jr. to do something for the Variety Club, and they became friends. What if you went after Katy Perry in a charitable thing, please participate, and you went, and finally she broke down. Yeah, St. Louis Arc. And so Katy Perry says, okay, for goodness sakes, relentless, leave me alone, I'll do it. And next thing you know, she's a personal friend and Katy Perry's having dinner at your house.
I beg of you, John. I beg of you, do that.
Yeah. Amy Lonoff, if you're listening now, I have nothing to do with this conversation at all.
I'll come over to deflect.
You what?
I'll come over and help deflect.
Anyway. And if Mimi has a problem with it,
you'll come over and cut the grass?
You hand off Katy to me.
No.
And I'll host her when she's in town.
Dan, you don't have to come over and cut the grass and rake the leaves. Awful nice of you, though. Huh. We do have a spot right now that does need a little cleanup. I mean, if you have any extra time.
Oh, boy.
And, there you go, Dave. And,
but, John, hey, I think you spoke, John, for every red-blooded American male when you said when you see Katy, you think, I bet she's nice. I know that's what I thought. The first time I thought, I bet she's nice. That's what I thought.
Well, it was a great performance, and what a football game. What a football game. Okay, last play of the game. If you really look at that play, and if you're the angle from the end zone, and the receiver's wide open, it just so happens that this young, undrafted superstar, number 21, Butler, what's his first name? He explodes from about the middle of the end zone, and on the fourth stride, knocks a guy who's like probably 6 inches taller than him, knocks him to the turf, and intercepts the ball.
And I'll guarantee you, that kid didn't sleep all night.
Unbelievable play. And all I want to talk about, really, is what a stupid, you know, if he scores a touchdown, it's not a stupid play. But this kid read the play, the interview. Michelle Tafoya, the sideline reporter, she's chasing this guy to try to get an interview. And what a great interview. Just so sincere, just down to earth.
You know what? It's only stupid play when it doesn't work. Had it worked, they'd gone, brilliant. Instead of running it, they passed it. Nobody expected that. How brilliant. When it doesn't work, oh, man, how stupid. That's always the way with everything, though.
Or you know. If the running back, Marshawn Lynch, if he would have fumbled.
Yeah.
Then they said, oh, what a stupid play. They should have passed it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nobody can ever be happy. They all want to criticize. And, and then, you know, a lot of people say it was probably the worst call ever in a Super Bowl. I don't think so. There have been 48 Super Bowls before that. There have been some really bad calls. But
now there's a sound I hear. It sounds like you're stirring a martini or something. Do you hear that, Pion?
Oh, that's, yeah. That's my phone.
Your phone has a function with an app where it stirs martinis?
No, that was an incoming call.
Ah.
New phone system.
Okay.
It's only 4 weeks old, so I haven't quite mastered all of the technology.
By the way, we owe this to AT&T. I hope you got your problem resolved, because we cut them up pretty badly, and I have had 5 follow-up calls to make sure my problem was resolved, and it has been resolved, but it took 3 months, so we tore them up pretty good, so I hope yours is resolved.
We did get resolved. I tell you, they were very sincere and apologetic. I guess the great thing is we probably won't change a phone system for another, hopefully, like 10 years. And I'm thinking, let's see, I'm 56, 10 years. Yeah, I'll be retired by then. So then my boys get to put up with it. I won't have to worry about it.
Well, maybe they do like they do here. We go with the same system for like 55 years. Equipment and all. Equipment and everything.
I saw Mark Dorsey Saturday night.
That's a good story. Romano.
Yeah, that is it.
Told me to say hello.
How can he afford to eat there?
Someone else was buying, he said.
Okay.
But congratulations to Paul. He just had his lovely wife, a little baby boy last week. So we'll have to go in and visit. That's after we go to Annie Gunn's and all the other great restaurants. There's too many great restaurants in this town.
Well, I don't think there are too many for you. You seem to cover them all pretty well. You do. You do.
Thank you. Are you trying to say I'm fat?
I'm saying no. No, I'm not saying that at all.
You are?
No, I'm saying you love going out and you love restaurants and you like to dine out. You do. A lot of people do. And you can do it. You have the means, and that's great. I think that's great. That's what keeps these people in business. In fact, I think you personally keep like 12 restaurants in business.
Well, there's a little bit of a reason why we're going out so much right now. We're completely redoing our kitchen. And that's something... Mimi's a great cook. I'm telling you, she is.
Oh, man, can I relate to that? And the answer is no.
So our good friends at Bozich Construction, they completely did our lower level a few years ago, and now the kitchen. And
I'm a Thompson Price guy myself.
Oh, yeah, okay. Bozich, I think we just delivered our 7th truck in a few weeks of people working on the job. A lot of business both ways. Got to do I'm mumbling because there's people outside my office door. It's the last day of the month, even though today is February the 2nd.
Groundhog Day.
What happened with Groundhog Day? Do you see the
Who
shadow?
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Stupid. Ridiculous. It's stupid.
I just asked a question.
The only good thing to come out of was the movie with Bill Murray. That's the only good thing that ever came out of Groundhog Day.
He saw a shadow, but about 20 other groundhogs didn't see their shadow.
Yeah. So now they don't know what to do.
Right, Chevy Chase was on the Today Show last week.
Yeah,
he looks terrible. He looks.
Yeah, he did not. He did not age well.
No, and Bill Murray just. Did you see the movie St. Vincent?
Yes.
Oh, unbelievable! What a great movie. I really like the movie. Great movie. I think. And isn't it true Bill Murray does not have an agent? He has like a 1-800 number.
Yeah,
and,
it's true.
And that Jay Leno doesn't have an agent. A few weeks later.
No, Jay Leno doesn't have an agent. Bill Murray doesn't have an agent. They do all their dealings themselves. And Bill Murray has been really good in some things that weren't comedies. But he's also done some stuff that I just thought, Bill, what are you doing? What was that one, Something Flowers, or I'm talking about that first serious piece of crap.
Lost in Translation.
What a piece of horrible crap that was. Oh, my goodness, that was horrible. You know, when Bill Murray was at his best, what about Bob, Richard Dreyfuss? Now, there's a funny movie.
One of my favorites.
That is a funny movie. Yeah. Have you ever seen it, John?
Yes.
What about Bob? You could watch it 20 times. It's funny every time.
We watched, Mimi and I were watching Caddyshack Saturday night before we were heading out. And as a matter of fact, we were late getting into our friend's house to pick them up because you get lost in that movie.
It's still
one of the funniest movies.
Have you watched Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield, you just almost forget. He was so funny.
He was hysterical.
And Ted Knight. Oh, and Bill Murray. Yeah. That is, that's one of those classics that originally wasn't going to even be, made. They were like, oh, this is too stupid. And it's one of those iconic movies that you can just watch over and over and over again. You know?
Watch the documentary, if you get a chance, of the making of Caddyshack. They almost weren't able to find a country club and golf course to let those knuckleheads make that movie. I mean, and I could see why. You want to do what with our country clubs? No. But they finally did, and they said through the whole shooting, Rodney Dangerfield was so coked up that people couldn't even believe how much cocaine he could do. Dangerfield was a major cokehead.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Yep.
I guess watching him twitch and move all over the place, you figure he's doing something.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a jerk.
It wasn't just coffee.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When he turns his golf bag stereo on, and he's
oh my goodness,
and that's funny. That is funny. Oh my God, Bill Murray talking to gophers. That's just a funny movie. But listen, we're open late tonight, and we had a thank you so much. That's John Kelly, that's what he says after the Blues score a winning goal or something. So thank you. But we had a great weekend.
You don't need to copy other people. You don't need to copy somebody else. You're an original.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Why would you copy thank you?
Or get up, baby, get up.
You don't need any of that. You're John Landoff. Don't you ever forget it.
And you're talking about icon there. Mike Shannon, I love that guy.
Now, I'll tell you who the icon in the car business is, John Landau.
Yeah. That right.
I'll tell you who the king of radio is. That's you. That's you, Mr.
Let
Pena.
Me see if there's any applause for that. Hang on. Nope, I don't hear any applause for that. I'll tell you who the icon in big business is in Wheeling and Dealing. It's Carl Icon.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
See what he did there?
Yeah.
Okay. See what he did there? Huh?
Funny.
Wow, we're out of time. We didn't sell anything, but I think we really did.
Yes, you did. I can't even mention all the great customers that came in this weekend. I think 57 retail Friday, Saturday. One of the best weekends.
That's a good weekend.
In January in the history, our 75-year history. It's unbelievable. So that's why I go thank you. And the wonderful administrative folks up here in the executive offices, they got a lot of work to do here in the next few days to close out the first month of the year. January's about to be in the books, but again, you're looking for a great deal tonight. Don't wait. Even give us a call. We can lock it up either online or on the phone. So give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or 24/7, 365. Chip Unterberg and his team, the internet team, Landoff.com.
I just had what I think is a funny thought. Now don't interrupt me because it doesn't start out funny. John's on the operating table and he's getting a transplant. He's a transplant recipient so that he can urinate again. And he wakes up and goes, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh my goodness!
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Kidding me?
You kidding me?
Kidding me?
Get it?
Hey,
is he still on?
Yeah.
Are you wearing a hat today?
No.
Sure. Skull cap.
Why?
Got it. But it's chilly out there for guys with little hair.
Oh. Nah, it has to be really cold before I put a hat on. It has to be really
cold.
Nah, I'm tough.
You got that Indiana Jones leather hat. That is cool.
I like my leather hat.
Yeah.
I only wear two hats. One is that one, and another one was one given me by a very good friend.
You just made fun of me, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
You're kidding me? Yes, you did. You just made fun of me.
See, he's so sensitive. John, it's time for you
to go.
I'm sorry.
I am in the car business. I mean, you know, I've worked around car salesmen and car managers my entire life. So, you know, I could throw a few jabs your way, like you wearing that leather hat, that Indiana Jones hat.
Man.
Kind of like perfume on a pig.
Perfume on a pig?
Holy cow. I didn't deserve that.
Wow.
I didn't deserve that.
Before you get me back, I was just kidding, by the way. You know I love
you,
Frank.
No, you weren't. I didn't deserve that.
I love you.
I've never done this before, but it's time for you to go, okay?
Can I throw the leather hat?
Time for you to go, John.
Can I throw the leather hat for Halloween?
I'm sorry? Can you borrow it? No, not if you did that
for Halloween.
Thank you.
Too.
Cut him off. He's off.
There's another one.
No, he's off here.
Bye, Frank.
Bye, John.
Okay,
cut him off. Just cut him off right now. Like perfume on a pig.
Wow.
I've never said anything that hurtful to him.
Man, he hurt me, but that was really
I don't
hurtful.
Think I'm capable, or you, Dan, of hurting him the way he's hurt.
No,
me.
Holy cow. So.
We're going to have to take a break and come back.
Peon, you're next.
Yeah, well, Peon, get ready, man. Yep. And when he does it, it's brutal. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they've just cleared an accident northbound 270 before Manchester. It had the left lane blocked. All lanes are now open. You're still a little bit slow from Doherty Ferry. Southbound 270 is slowing, though, from Ladue down through Manchester. On westbound 40, things stacking up now from Kings Highway through McCausland. They're also working with a crash. It is on St. Charles Rock Road just west of Highway 170. Only the right lane is open in each direction. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for the women to have their turn. Tonight, the Mizzou women's basketball team travels to Louisiana to take on the LSU Lady Tigers. Tip-off time is 6 p.m. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, well, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in.
Oh,
wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rolloverdata for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by their full-service meat market for your Mardi Gras preparations and get the best andouille north of Louisiana for your favorite jambalaya or other Cajun dishes. You can also find andouille from G&W Meat at your local Dierbergs, Schnucks, or Straub's, or year-round on the menu at Broadway Oyster Bar. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Sausage Company can help make your Mardi Gras celebration special. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-1851. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-1851. 1-800-700-1851.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGregg.com.
That's StephenGregg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app, it's STL Taxi, that's it, STL Taxi. It's free, it's easy, it's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hello, everyone. Good morning.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Actually, I'm in Springfield, Illinois.
Lucky.
Springfield, Illinois?
Yes, but not for very long or very often.
Me neither, but I was taping some stuff for, President's Day will fall on, two weekends from now. And so I was taping some interviews and some great stuff. Lincoln, as you know, people in Illinois love, they're so proud that the Lincoln is from Illinois or in Illinois. Lived in Illinois for a long time and did four sites today. And if you like history, or you're a big fan of President Abraham Lincoln, I mean, if you've not been to Springfield, I took my dad there with me today. You know, he's newly retired. I got to get him out of the house once in a while, right? So we went to President Lincoln's home, which I had been to before. Pretty cool. Probably about 30, maybe 40% of the stuff inside is original to the way it was when President Lincoln lived there. But right before he'd become president, he lived there. 16 years, I think, he lived in the house. And then you can also go down the street to the Presidential Library and Museum. And I've been to like five or six of these presidential libraries. And, you know, they're pretty cool. But this one is light years ahead of all of the others. It is so neat. And they just have a lot of really cool interactive stuff. And just a lot of just neat, history books can be kind of, I don't know, boring to read. But with this stuff, you can actually look and just see stuff that Lincoln, you know, he had back in the day when he was president or when he was a lawyer in Illinois. Great place to take your kids. It's like 90 minutes from St. Louis, so an easy road trip. We went there this morning, came back, come back this afternoon, did that. You can also go to the Lincoln, where he's buried, his tomb's right there in Springfield as well. But a really neat place, and you can read some more about it at thebillontheroad.com coming up in a couple of days.
Well, we're out of time, but you just gave people a great idea about somewhere to go. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. You too. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Courtesy of telling you what this, this country has worth visiting and on the road a lot for you, the public. Brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab, Associated Physicians Group, APG, all pain gone. Isn't that what you would love? Isn't that what you would like for the results to be when you go to see whoever it is you go to see? Knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, all pain gone. Well, that's exactly what the folks at Associated Physicians Group, oh, by the way, that's also APG, what a coincidence. Now, that's what they want, too, and they're in the physical therapy, the rehabilitation, the pain management business. Now, you don't go there and stay like some rehab facilities. It's outpatient, and they have worked miracles for people, especially a lot of people who were scared to death they were facing surgery, and guess what? They didn't have to have surgery. They just needed great physical therapy, and that's what they have. They have a few locations, most in Illinois. Please go to their website to find